But her sister Delilah's voicemail carried her trademark "don't question me" tone, all urgency and veiled accusation. Was there a fire at the family inn? Was there a corpse? Several? Delilah didn't say. The thought of returning home filled Scarlett with a nausea-inducing blend of gleeful anticipation and overwhelming dread. There was so much wonderful waiting for her down in that valley, and so much awful. And then there was Nate, who was both. "Excuse me, miss?" Marty, the Uber driver, tapped his phone. "My GPS seems to be on the fritz. The address you gave me isn't registering." "Yeah," Scarlett said resignedly. "That'll happen. Don't worry, I know where I'm going. Unfortunately." "Sorry, what was that last part?" "Nothing, Marty." The closer Scarlett got to home, the tighter that knot in her stomach became. This is a mistake, she thought. No matter what Delilah said, I shouldn't have come back. I don't have the right. Not after what I did. But too late now. Take the next left. As the car approached the town center, Scarlett saw something shocking. Something appalling. Something she'd never seen in Oak Haven and never thought she'd see if she lived 1,000 years. A bright orange sign shaped like a diamond. Roadwork ahead. Roadwork? "You're in New England," mansplained Marty. "There's always roadwork due to the harsh weather. It's just a part of living here." "Yeah, I grew up here. I'm familiar with the weather. But roadwork doesn't exist in Oak Haven. We fix our roads with magic." He laughed. "That sure would be nice, wouldn't it? Just get Glinda out here to snap her fingers." "I'm not joking. I'm a witch. My sisters are witches. All the women in Oak Haven are witches."
"Uh-huh. Sure. Of course you are. I guess even the yellow brick road gets the occasional pothole, huh?"
Whatever, Scarlett thought. It didn't matter if he believed her. He'd forget the entire conversation in about 15 minutes. "Just take a right up here." In a region known for its crisp autumn air and cozy clapboard houses and pumpkin spice everything, Oak Haven was by far the crispest, the coziest, the spiciest. The trees didn't limit themselves to the basic orange, red, and yellow. No, in Oak Haven, trees turned sparkling apricot and twinkling sangria and shimmering bronze. And it wasn't just about the foliage. The fall days were the perfect mix of warm sun and cool breeze, the evenings just chilly enough to demand a favorite sweater. The storefronts were adorned with wreaths of dried leaves and corn husks, while scarecrows stood vigil at every corner. Scarlett's hometown boasted more cider donut vendors per capita than anywhere in the United States. The air smelled vaguely of cloves all the time. Oak Haven should have topped every leaf peeper's bucket list. There should have been photo spreads in glossy travel magazines and fawning television segments from Oprah Winfrey. Instead, few tourists made their way to Oak Haven. And those who managed to stumble into it, they experienced a fit of geographical amnesia as soon as they left. Google's many attempts to map the area invariably failed. Local weather forecasters gave up talking about the village because they could never find it on their maps. This collective forgetting was no accident. It was a spell. It was the same sort of spell that made the trees so spectacular and the weather so perfect. It was a spell deliberately cast and immaculately maintained by the village's elder council of witches. A council that Scarlett's family had led for centuries.
"Wow," Marty enthused. "This is gorgeous. Look at these cool old houses. Man, how is it I've never been here before?"
"You have," Scarlett said. "You just don't remember."
"No way. I definitely remember all this."
"Whatever you say,"